I'm going to do something unconventional for this week's alumni shiur. I'm not going to speak about the Parshas HaShavua. I'm not going to speak about the 3 weeks. I'm actually going to speak about the Haftarah of last week's Parsha, Parshas Pinchas. But truth of the matter is, I'm not going to speak about the Haftarah which we laned, because Parshas Pinchas, when it comes out in 3 weeks, as it does most of the time, so you read the first kapitel of Yirmiyah. So this is not the Parsha, not the Shlun 3 weeks, not even the Haftarah, the regular, not the Haftarah that we read in Parshas Pinchas, but the actual Haftarah of Parshas Pinchas, which I think contains a very, very powerful story. The Haftarah of Parshas Pinchas is for the Kapitel Yutes, 19th chapter in Sefer Melachim. And it's a very, very interesting kapitel. In Kapitel Yudches, the 18th parak, Eliyahu HaNavi scores which we could call the biggest victory of his entire career. He gets the Nevi'a Baal up to Har HaKarmel, and he has this duel with them, etc., etc. And Klal Yisrael, Eliyahu against the Nevi'a Baal, and Eliyahu has this duel about who can bring down Esh Min HaShamayim. As we all know, Eliyahu is successful. Esh comes min HaShamayim, and the Nevi'a Baal are destroyed. And the Klal Yisrael en masse says, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. Such a famous pasuk that's what we say at the conclusion of Yom Kippur. That's how Kapitel Yudches ends. Kapitel Yudches begins that Achav, the wicked king of Israel, tells his wife Izebel, the wicked queen, what happened to Har HaKarmel, that all the Nevi'a Baal, Asher Horak has called on Nevi'im Bechorev. Vatishlach Izebel Malach El Eliyahu Lemor, so Izebel sends a messenger to Eliyahu, Lemar Kayi Asun Elokim Vachay Yosef, Ki Chayis Machor Osim Es Nafshecha K'nefesh Echad Mehem. Guess what, Eliyahu, I'm going to kill you like you killed them. You're a dead man. That's what she tells him. So what does he do, Eliyahu? Vayar vayakumu vayelech al nafshay vayel ber shava. Eliyahu Hanavi runs for his life. He runs from Malchus Yisrael to all the way down to Be'er Sheva, which is in Malchus Yehuda. And he goes ahead and he starts walking in the desert, and he gets to a place and he sits down and under a tree, and Vayishales nafshei lamus, vayemira vato Hashem kach nafshi, ki loy toiv hainoichi me'avisai, Ribbono Shlom, I've had it. Take my life away, I've had it, this is just too crushing. I want to die. So the pasuk says, Eliyahu went ahead and he went to sleep, and all of a sudden a malach comes and taps him on his shoulder, and he says, here, eat this, kum echol. And that's when he went ahead, he ate and he drank. And this happened twice. And he gives them to eat again. And on the basis of these two small meals, Eliyahu went and takes a walk. And he walks 40 days and 40 nights without eating and drinking on the basis of the little food that he had. And where does he go? He goes to Har Chayrev. He goes to the Har Sinai, the place that the Torah was given. So the pasuk says, Vayav Hashem al Amora, and he goes into a cave over there on the Har Sinai, Vayol and Shom. V'hineid var Hashem elavoyim, v'lai malacha apoy Eliyahu. Rishon comes to Eliyahu and says, Eliyahu, what are you doing here? I'm being zealous for you. I'm sticking up for you. Because your children, they've abandoned the bris. They went there and destroyed the mizbechais. And I'm alone. I've left alone. And he want to kill me. So that's what he says to Ibn Shalom. Vayomer tsei v'amata b'har lifnei Hashem v'nei Hashem oiver v'ruach g'dayla v'chazak mafarek harim m'shaber esloyim lifnei Hashem. I want you to stand in the cleft of the rock, and there's going to be a tremendous wind that's going to destroy mountains and lock rocks. And you're going to hear that, you're going to see that. But loy baruch Hashem. That's not how I appear. Vachar haruach arash, and there's going to be a tremendous earthquake. Loy barash Hashem. No, that's not me either. Vachar harash eish, there's going to be a tremendous fire. Loy ba'esh Hashem. Zochtu Yibane Shalom, Vachar ha'esh, Koyol demama daka, a very still, almost silent voice. Vahi kishmai Eliyo vayolet ador upon a bar until he covers his face in the Aderes Eliyahu. And the Yibane Shalom says to him, Vayayim malach ha'pay Eliyo, what are you doing here, Eliyo? He preached the same dialogue. God asked him, what are you doing here? He says, I'm zealous on your behalf. I stick up for your covenant. Same dialogue. Okay, Leo. Go to Damasek. Uvosa Mashachta es Chazor Lamelech Aram, anoint Chazor, the king of Aram, and then go ahead, Ves Yehu ben Nimshi, Ves Elisha ben Shofat, Me'evo Machoyla Timshach Lenovi Tachtecha. You want to retire? You want to have had it, Elio? Guess what? Go ahead. And among all these anointings, anoint Elisha, your Novi, and he's going to be your replacement. And that, Rabbi Isai, is a chapter 19 of Sefer Melachim. What's this all about? What does Elio have to go through this whole process? So listen to a medrash, Rabbi Isai. Meltzer says the Mechilton Parshas Boy. Nimsas Ata'imer Shloisha Bonim Haim. There are three sons, three Nevi'im. Echad Tovet Kovet Ov, Echad V'Kovet Abayim. One of those Nevi'im protected and stood up for my covet and stood up for the covet of Bnei Yisrael. And there was another Navi, Ve'echa Tova Kovet Ovale Kovet Aben. There was another Navi that went ahead and stood up for the covet of, for the covet of the Bnei Yisrael, but not for the covet of the Ben. Ve'echa Tova Kovet Aben Vale Kovet Ov. There was another one that stood up for the Ben, the covet of the people, but not the covet of. And then the Medrash goes and says, who were these three people? Says the Medrash, you know, who stood up for the covet Hashem and the covet of the Bonim? Yirmiyah Anovi. And therefore the Rensham says, L'chein nifla nuvoisov. That's the Novi that stood up both for covet Hashem and covet Om. Who is the Novi that stood up only for the covet Hashem? Eliyahu tovar kovet ha'av v'loy kovet ha'ben shenemar kanoi kinis la'ashem elokei tzvokais. He only cared about my kovet. Didn't speak on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Zot the Medrash. You know what happened to Eliyahu? Ma'anem Hashem v'ayim Hashem elov leik shuv l'darkecha midbor damesek. That's when Hashem told Eliyahu, in effect, you go anoint Elisha. You know why? Incredible words of the Medrash. Elisha, Efshi benivu asecha. You're fired. Because I don't want your nevuah. Because I don't want a nevuah that only speaks up for the covet Hashem and doesn't protect and speak on behalf and try to defend Klal Yisrael. And the third Navi, the Medrash says, is Yonah HaNavi, who also did not want to indict Klal Yisrael. He didn't stick up for the covet Hashem, but he stuck up for the covet of Klal Yisrael. And they didn't want there to be a kitrug on Klal Yisrael, so that they don't tshuva. Ad kadei kach that Yehuda HaNavi was ready to go into the sea, and Chazal say is ready to go ahead and commit suicide. Those are three type of Nevi'im. But what's the prototype of the Navi? The prototype of the Navi is the Navi that sticks up for Kovod Hashem and for the Kovod of the Bnei Yisrael. The prototype of that is none less a personage than Moshe Rabbeinu, as Moshe Rabbeinu says, "B'mahu oimer v'atam tisach atasom v'imayim mecheni no misifrecha." Ribbono Shel Olam, you can't do this to Klal Yisrael, and if you do this to Klal Yisrael, then kill me. So Moshe Rabbeinu stood up for the Kovod Hashem at the Chet HaEgel, but he also defended Klal Yisrael at the Chet HaEgel. And throughout the whole sojourn at the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu is going ahead and defending Klal Yisrael. That's the prototype. That's what Yirmiyah was. Yon at least stood up for the Kovod of the people. But Eliyahu HaNavi, you were only makbid on Kovod of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you didn't stand up for my people. So what is the pshat in this kapitel? This kapitel, Eliyahu works for 40 days and 40 nights, he doesn't eat, he goes up to Har Chayrev. What is going on? What is this all about? So there's incredible tshuva from the Radbaz. The Radbaz, Rabbi Nadavid ben Zimra, one of the Mefarshei, Nisei Kelim of the Rambam, he wrote thousands and thousands of tshuvas. This is, in fact, in Chelek Vav Simen 2094. Now, this is not a typical tshuva from the Radbaz, but the Radbaz says, you ask me, what's the pshat in this whole kapitel? What is this all about? Walking for 40 days and 40 nights. And in effect, Rabbi said, with not going ahead and reading the entire tshuva. What Rabbi said and says, Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want Nevi'im to go ahead and to indict Klal Yisrael. And to be a kategor, to be the prosecuting attorney. And to find fault with them. And that is what Eliyahu did. Kanai kanisi l'ashem lokim. Es brischo heferu, brischo yoloi shomoru. And what Ribbono Shel Olam says to Eliyahu, that's not the type of Novi I want. I want a Novi like Moshe Rabbeinu. That stands up for my covenant, but also protects to the Admovist, the Klal Yisrael. So guess what, Eliyahu HaNavi? You have to learn a lesson from Moshe Rabbeinu. And you know what I'm going to do? You're going to retrace the steps of Moshe Rabbeinu. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't eat for 40 days and 40 nights, Lechem lo yolam ayin lo shasa, you're going to do the same thing. And you know where you're going to go? You're going to go to Har Chayrev. You're going to go to Har Sinai. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to stand in that Nikras Hatzur, the cleft of the mountain, that after the Chet HaEgel, when Moshe Rabbeinu goes ahead and pleads on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and the Ribbono Shel Olam comes down, B'chvoido V'atmai, V'yavar Hashem Alpono, V'yikru Hashem Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanon, and he teaches Moshe Rabbeinu how to defend Klal Yisrael, and Yaymel Fona Keseder Hazev, Ani Em Cholayim. And I want you to do the same thing, retrace the steps, go 40 days and 40 nights, stand there on the mountain, and maybe you will hop. That this is the job of a Navi, to emulate like Moshe Rabbeinu and like Yirmiyah. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says to Eliyahu Navi, Malach apay Eliyahu, what are you doing here? Kanoi kinis l'Hashem Elokim es brischa heferu, mitzvah sechol shamoru, etc., etc. Okay, let's try this again. Malach apay Eliyahu. And he says the same thing. The Ribbono Shel Olam says to Eliyahu, I'm going to bring a strong wind. But I'm not going to break the people with the wind. I'm going to break the mountains and the rocks. I'm going to bring a rash, an earthquake, but I'm not going to do that to the people. They're my children. And then I'm going to go ahead and bring an Aish. And guess what? I'm not going to destroy the people. You know what I like, said the Ibn Shalom? You know what? Who I am? Kol Dumama Daka. That silent voice of tefillah and of prayer. That's what I want. And Eliyahu HaNavi, unfortunately, you have not chapped this. And therefore, Ibn Shalom says, I have to take you away. You're no longer the Navi. Anoint Elisha. But guess what? What am I supposed to do with you? I can't kill you. Because Hine Nais L'Chabrisi Shalom, you have to live. But you can't stay here. Because all you do is find fault with Klal Yisrael. So guess what? You have to come up to Shamayim. And you never die. But guess what you have to do? You have to go to every bris milah. Because you said as bris kolay shamaru. Guess what? They've kept the bris. For 4,000 years. Lachnise bevrise shal Avraham Avinu. And that's why he put a kisei shal Eliyo. Eliyo malach ha-bris. That's the story of this haftarah. So what's the take-home lesson? I think there are a couple take-home lessons. And that is, be very, very careful about speaking ill of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has so many problems. There's so many things wrong with Klal Yisrael. Especially in our day and age, people are at each other's throats. It's easy to find fault. Don't. It's a dangerous occupation. And I think another lesson is that there is a time for kanos and to stand up for what is right, let the chips fall where they may, and to be stark. But the default position is called the mamadaka. Be quiet, be silent. And that's a lesson, I think, as we all know in parenting. Sometimes we have to scream, and sometimes we have to yell. But more effectively is the kol dumama daka, the quiet rebuke. I think those are perhaps the two lessons. Have a good 3 weeks. Take advantage of it. Have an easy fast on Tisha B'Av.